Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. This week we want to look on letting go versus holding on. So we are in number 3 in our series of letting go, how to deal with internal conflicts. Last week we looked on 4 mindsets of holding a grudge versus letting go. So we talked about waiting patiently for the Lord, talked about praying for those who persecute you or hurt you, talked about never looking to get even, and then we talked about focusing on the right things. That's where we left it last week. And this week we want to pick up on comparing letting go versus holding on. Our core scripture, as always, is Leviticus 19, verse 18. Never get even. Never hold a grudge against any of your people. Instead, love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So we want to get through a list of 5 things comparing you letting go versus you holding on. There are 5 things we want to get through today. And there's a comparison. So we're going to start with number 1. So a person who lets go, it makes you wise, according to Colossians 4 verse 5. But if you hold on, you will always complain about others. James 5 verse 9. So if you think about it, you will looking to make the best decision possible when you are dealing or recovering from events or incidents that cause you to feel hurt. And according to Paul, he says, be wise in the way you act towards those who are outside the Christian faith. Make the most of your opportunities. Verse 6 in Colossians 4 says, everything you say should be kind and well thought out, so that you know how to answer everyone. So here's the thing. You want to represent yourself well. And in the midst of the hurt and the anger, you want to make the most of every opportunity that you have to be kind. And not only just to be kind, but to make sure that how you respond is well thought out. And that's important. The wisdom that comes with thinking about your actions is, as we mentioned last week and week before, it prevents you from doing something that you will regret. You may end up saying something that you regret. Imagine your boss did something to you and you didn't like it, but you respond in the heat of the moment and you lose your job. And you're the only person taking care of, and you have dependents, family, whether it be children or you're taking care of somebody who is sick, maybe an elderly person or otherwise. And that income is what is keeping you going. And you don't have any external sources of support. And in the heat of the moment, you respond and you lose your job. Like, that's, being hurt is one, but losing your source of income is another. And it may take you a while to find another job. But at the end of the day, thinking about what you say before you say it can be the difference between mending a relationship versus destroying it. It's like brothers and sisters arguing about something and one says something very hurtful or harsh, or a husband responds to his wife very harshly, or a mother or a father speak to a child because there is something wrong and they respond to the child in a very harsh way, crushing that child in terms of how they use the words or whatever. Or in the heat of the moment, somebody is provoking you. And it's like, there was a story recently about a guy and his baby mother arguing over something, and the baby mother stabbed the guy in the neck and runs away. Those are the things that happened in the heat of the moment. Whatever the reason, if the person provoked you or not, the main thing that you have control over is how you as an individual respond. And according to James, you don't want to be in the case of you're complaining every minute about this thing. He says, brothers and sisters, stop complaining about each other, or you will be condemned. Realize that the judge is standing at the door. And what he's talking about is God is always watching. And complaining never helps resolve the matter anyway. So use that opportunity instead of complaining to be kind. And the second thing on the list, as we started talking about this, is letting go helps you make the most of every opportunity. While holding on, you behave immoral. And according to James 1 verse 21 says, get rid of all immoral behavior, all the wicked things you do. Humbly accept the word that God has placed in you. This word can save you. So here it is that last week we talked about when you wait patiently for the Lord, he will renew your strength. And also the word in Proverbs 20 verse 22 says that when you wait on him, he will save you. So here it is that James is giving another indication that when you go and seek the scriptures about the situation and asking God questions about how do you respond appropriately to the matter, his word can save you from doing something that you will regret, also help you to save your relationships, and also help you to save your job, and also that project that can help you to move on. So responding in the appropriate way and making the most of every opportunity and letting go versus holding on can actually be your saving grace. Third thing I want to look at is that your life will win the respect from those outside the church versus you'll become distracted by sin. So here it is that you want to maintain your integrity and self-respect by letting go of this thing. In the book of Proverbs, it says that those who overlook an offense is seeking love. And what you want to do is not only to ensure that those looking on how you respond to these type of situations is you're setting an example of showing the right way to deal with something versus the wrong way. Because according to Paul, his letter to the Thessalonians church, he says that then your way of life will win respect from those outside the church, and you won't have to depend on anyone else for what you need. So here it is that now this is pushing our focus down. When you let go, you are depending on God for strength. And also, when you overcome the situation by depending on Jesus, you are enabling others who are looking on to see that God is standing by your side and that there is a God, and that you will win the respect of those from outside the church. And this is how we minister to others without saying anything, by the way we respond to situations that cause us hurt and pain. And the next thing is that you don't want to become distracted by choosing the path of going down a road where you lose your self-respect, lose your dignity, and even lose more than just your dignity, even your life, by the decisions that you make. So something to think about as you navigate these things. Number four is that you won't depend on anyone for what you need, and that versus if you hold on, you'll be condemned or you'll be guided by your sinful desires. So really and truly is that what we want to wrap with in this one is that we mentioned it earlier, in terms of you want to know that you are depending on God for your strength, for your guidance, as opposed to being guided by your sinful desires. Plus, you don't want your actions to be condemned by God versus you being approved by how you appropriately responded to the situation. So according to Peter, it says that way you won't be guided by human desires as you live the rest of your lives on earth. Instead, you will be guided by what God wants you to do. So you want to ensure that you are guided by God and that your decisions and your actions going forward meets his requirements. So fair enough that you are hurt, fair enough that this has caused damage to your soul, your personality. You're ashamed, you're still recovering from it, you have sapped your strength based on what is happening. But you want to ensure that how you respond is the way that God wants you to respond. And not you are just in the moment being impulsive and just responding in any way. So Paul says, put up with each other and forgive each other if anyone has a complaint. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. So those comparisons, making you letting go versus holding on. Number one, just recapping the list. Letting go makes you wise, helps you to make the most of every opportunity. Your life will win the respect of those outside the church. You won't depend on anyone for what you need, and you'll be guided by God. If you hold on, you complain about others, you behave immoral, you become distracted by sin, you'll be condemned, and also you'll be guided by your sinful desires. So think about these things, go back through the list, and to see where the gaps are and where you need to resolve and what issues that you need to resolve. And think about it. Dealing with these things are very difficult, but with the help of God, you will make it through. Anyway, until we meet again next week, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.